AMB.
Oh, hi, Chester. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. Hey,
good.
I just want to clear something with you. I had somebody call me and send it from Local Squash about a tracking number. Is that something?
Yep. That was legit. That was James from our verification department. So that was an actual Local Squash employee. If you ever have a question or you're in doubt when you're on the phone with someone and you're not really sure, what you could do is we have a security question and answer on file, which is your mother's maiden name, and I hope I'm saying it right, Eagle Light. But,
Yeah,
anybody here at Local Splash has access to it. So you could always just say, hey, I want to make sure that this is legit. Can you confirm the security question and answer on file? And if they can't confirm it, then, you know, definitely they're not with Local Splash.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for being on top of that, too. I always say that's great. If you have any questions, it's better to clarify it right away before, you know, something happens that you, you know, shouldn't have, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I guess I was calling also, so I don't know if you'd go ahead and put this on file. You got a minute?
Yes, I have a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have a, I did get a phone number, a new phone number to
okay.
go with Above and Beyond. And
okay.
Go ahead.
If you want to promote your new phone number, you don't have to have the call tracking number. So the call tracking is just an option. Sometimes people put it on there just, you know, so that they can track the calls and eliminate some of the spam callers. But if you would rather promote your new, you know, your new phone number outright, we could do that too.
Yeah, I'd rather do that because, I just went and bought this phone with a new phone number and that way everything's going to be coming through this one phone and not my original phone. So this is a whole new setup here.
Excellent. I'm so glad that we're talking about it then. So that's good. Okay, so let me send that over to James. So I'll put please remove call tracking number and only promote client's new number on all destinations. Okay, what's the new number?
502.
Okay.
735.
Okay.
6936.
Okay, so 502-735-6936, correct?
Correct.
Okay, excellent. So I'll send that over to them and they'll get that completed for you today.
And so I went and had some business cards, they're actually, it's in the making. Hopefully they'll be ready by Friday because I know I guess I'm supposed to get a picture of a business card and some verifications that needs to be taken care of. I'm guessing like, business card, the place of the 105 Dogwood, I took a picture of that place where my business will be.
Okay.
I said something about a license plate number or something to
so
that nature.
So what's happening there behind the scenes, Chester, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So they want to know that you're a valid business in the area so they can publish you. So what they'll do is they'll ask for a business card or an invoice or a business license or a picture of your work vehicle with the license plate. So, you know, obviously it's important that it's a Kentucky license plate so that they know that you're local, you know. So you don't have to send all seven, you know, items. But just send over whatever you can, and then that will help for the verification process.
Okay. And so I do have, if you can put this on my file, I do have a new Gmail account to go with this business.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, Chester. Okay. So what's the Gmail account?
It's the word above, A-B-O-V-E, And then Beyond is B-E-Y-O-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a capital B, Beyond.
Okay. So just above and then capital B for the Beyond. There's no and in the middle, right?
Correct. It wouldn't let me. It wouldn't let me do that.
Okay, no problem. So we can do the above Beyond, okay, and then it's at Gmail, then, or is there more?
There's after Beyond is 1963.
1963, okay.
That's my birth date, but anyway.
Oh, nice.
At gmail.com.
Got it. So above Beyond 1963 at gmail.com.
Yep.
Good. I saved it. It actually says it's a valid email. So moving forward, any correspondence regarding your account will go to that new email address, okay?
Yeah. I was going to say, anything need, you know, send to me or something can come through at Gmail, and
mm-hmm.
won't get nothing mixed up, hopefully, here.
Absolutely. No, it'll all go there moving forward. I know initially you didn't have the Gmail, so we had to use the old AOL one, but now moving forward, we can use the Gmail, okay?
Yes. So I need the picture of, let's see, hold on one second. I'll take this a couple more minutes here and I'll let you get off here.
Yeah, no, that's great. I want you to ask me.
Let's see, what's that? So the picture of the residence that we're using, the 105, do I need to, how do I send that to wherever it needs to go?
So the actual 105 Dogwood Drive, that's your residence address?
Well, that's where the business will be run out of that business, out of that area, out of
oh,
that
you're
house.
Running that business. Okay. So the email that says action needed pictures for Google verification, I'm going to pull it up and just look, because they used to put a little Google Doc in there, which is how you would send over those pictures, but I think they changed it and they just said you can reply to the email. So let me just see what it says. Kindly help us with pictures of, and then there's the seven items. To provide the required, please log on to your dashboard and navigate to the business info page. Okay, so I can show you how to do that. Do you have a second? Or?
Yeah, and then I also got this room set up that has all my parts up on the shelf.
Nice, that'll help.
Yes, I got those two. It's one little... not closet, but it's just one little small area that's four or five shelves deep, and it's just, you know, parts all over, you know, labeled, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Chester, for being on top of this. I can tell you're going to get phenomenal results with this program because you're being proactive and you're making sure that you get these important steps taken care of. Once they're taken care of and you're verified, then we're going to take care of all the updates moving forward. But initially, when Google requires a video verification or something, it's important that you get it done in a timely manner. So I really appreciate that you're staying on top of it. So as far as that goes, if you go to my.localsplash.com.
Let's see. So I just go to Google, my search bar.
It's just to like a regular web browser where you're going to type in www.anything, you know, you would just type in
www.my.localsplash.
www.what? www.my, so just my, dot, local splash.
Local.
And then splash, like water, splash, .com.
Okay.
And when you hit enter, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Let me know if you see that.
No, it didn't. So I had www.my.localsplash.com.
Correct.
Now, put spaces in between these, should I not?
Oh, no. Yeah, just keep it all together. Matter of fact, Chester, I also sent you an email right now that has that information, and the email has the link, so you don't have to type in my.localsplash.com. You could just click on the link, and it will take you there. That information, when I trigger an email, it usually will also trigger a text. So you might even get a text message where you can just click on the link, and then you can use the username and the password to get in. But I just want to wait and make sure that you get in so that you can go in and upload those photos.
Who did you, where'd you email this to?
I just sent it to the new email, and let me make sure that it was sent successfully. One second here. Sometimes it'll say that it's still in processing or it's in the queue, and sometimes it says sent successfully. So let's
see. I think it did.
Oh, yeah, it did. It says sent successfully. Good. Well, then that's your first email to the new email address, right? Now you know it works.
Okay, you can log into your account at HTTPS. So click on
So just click on that. Yep. That's easier than typing it in, because that'll take you directly to the page that says username and password.
It says, ask me which app to use every time, Chrome, Google, or Safari.
It depends on what your preference is. You know, it's always better if you use Google, but I have an iPhone, so sometimes I have mine set to Safari, and it works fine too, right? So it just depends on what your preference is. Either way, once you select that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, come up. Welcome to Local Spire. Sign in with your credentials below.
There you go. So you see how the username is your 10 digit phone number, but there's no spaces or dashes. It's just the 10 digits.
So put my phone number with the username.
Yep. Just put the phone number. No spaces or anything.
Oh,
just put
should I use my new phone number?
No, because the account was created a few days ago, so we use this number to create it. So even though you have a new phone number for client calls, that's not going to affect your username for your account with us. It's still going to be your actual phone number. But that's not going to be published or anything. We're just using that for the account.
Password.
And then the password is all lowercase, all one word, my search. So M-Y, and then don't space, just go right into S-E-A-R-C-H, my search.
And it says, remember me?
Yep, have it remember you. So next time, you can just log in. You won't have to type all that in. It'll remember the username and password.
I signed in.
Now, are you doing this on a regular computer, or are you doing it on your smartphone?
My smartphone.
Okay, so now that you're logged in, do you see anywhere where there's three dots or three bars that you can kind of hover over?
It's flashing right now in red. It says your Google profile is not valid.
It's gonna say that, because remember, we have to do that video verification and we have to get these photos over. So it's gonna say that until Google approves it. Once Google approves it and publishes it, you won't have that red banner anymore. But that's typical. That's gonna be up there temporarily just until we get it verified. But I'm trying to show you the page where you can upload those photos to us. So do you see anything at the top where it says there's three dots or three lines,
well,
or
right
even
now,
a circle?
The bottom, right now, keep that from flashing, the bottom right-hand corner, it says save.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is, to be honest, because I'm looking at the desktop version.
It says save password.
Oh, yeah, do that, just so that next time you come in, you don't have to type it in, you know?
Okay, so I hit that save. Still coming up, showing flash, and I can't get nothing done because it's saying verify now.
So, other than the Verify Now, do you see anywhere where your name is displayed, or even a circle with your initials, CL?
No, because it won't stay lit up long enough. It just keeps flashing.
It's flashing because it's trying to save the password, or is it flashing for another reason?
Keep saying your Google profile is not verified, and then the red bar underneath that says verified now.
Mm-hmm. Let me click on verify now and see what it says. Contact us as soon as possible to go through the process. Okay, so this is just showing you that you have to send a picture of a business license or a picture of your registration or your vehicle or your tools. So do you have that button that says verify now?
Yeah, I mean, I can hit it with a, I can hit that button.
Yeah, click it and see what it says. It's probably saying the same thing, just giving you a little prompt to send in the pictures, right?
Your Google business profile requires verification. Contact us as soon as possible to guide you through the process. Please have the following information available. Picture of your business license, showing your business name and address, picture or link of your business state registration, showing your business name and address, picture of vehicle, picture of service tools, tools you use to carry when you work projects.
Yep. Okay. So now that you click that, do you see any tabs at all that say home, leads, website, listings, or do you
see? Back to home.
If you go back to home, what happens? Do you see those different tabs if you hover over that?
So you want me to hit that button that says back to home?
Yeah, go back to home and let's see what it says.
We're flashing again.
Mm.
Verified now.
So, Chester, I think it would be easier because for some reason it keeps flashing and it's not showing you the business info tab. I think it would be easier if you just sent those photos to me and then I could send them to the technician. That way they can upload them on the dashboard for you. So I'll send you an email right now and it'll say, please reply to this email with your photos. And then as soon as I get it, I'll send it over to the technicians. That way we can get it done that way. Okay.
Okay. So what are you want? You want, should I wait till I get my business cards Friday?
No, send over what you can now, and then on Friday when you get the business card, you could go back and you can send me that separately. But I say definitely if you have a couple of items now, send that over just so that we can get the ball rolling and put that in the file for your account, and then you can Friday send me the copy of the business card, okay?
Okay, can I send this stuff later on tonight when I get home?
Yep, of course.
All right.
So I'm just sending you an email that says, please send your pictures to this email, and then that will come directly to me, and then when I get it, I'll forward it to the technician so they can upload it on your account, okay?
Perfect, okay.
Yeah, that way, and then once that red banner comes off that shows that you are verified, then I'll have someone from customer support call you back and they can show you all the different sections of the dashboard, how to see your results, how you can upload pictures or change images and things like that. All of that is free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. I think it's just glitching right now because of it has that red thing saying it's not verified. So, once it is verified, I'll have them call you and they'll explain the whole dashboard to you just so you know how the interactive features work, okay?
Okay. That sounds good, and I'll try to send that over later on tonight.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that. I'll keep my eye out for it, and then in the meantime, have a great rest of your day too, okay?
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you as well, Chester. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.